Parshas Vayetze, Beis Tfilah, Tov Shin Ein Zayin. Vayetze Yaakov Miber Shova. Vayelech Harono. Vayelech Harono, says Rashi, is going towards Haran. He's on the way. Yotza Lalechas Lecharon. He meets the place. Where is the place? It's the place that Avraham Avinu said, "Vayaros hamokoy merochik." It's Ha Hamoria. Vayolen shom, and he sleeps there. Kivo Hashemesh, because the sun has set suddenly. That was simple pshat. The Gemara in Chulin, and quoted by Rashi in Pasuk Yud Zayin, says the Gemara, in fact, Vayetze Yaakov Mibeer Sheva Vayelo Harono, he actually arrived at Haran. Yaakov already arrived at his destination. But then Yaakov realizes, Efshar Avarti Amokoim Shispalu Avoytzai, could it be I passed the place where my forefathers davened and I didn't daven? Because Avraham Avinu had davened at Ha Moria at the Mokom HaKedah. Yitzchak, when he went Nasuach Basodeh, and the Sod is referring to the Beis HaMikdash, so Yitzchak had davened there. Therefore Yaakov realized, whoops, I didn't daven b'mokim shispalu avoisai. Yoiv da'atei. He decides to go back. He's already at Haran. Haran's in Chutz La'aretz. He decides to go back to Ha Moria. He got kvitzas aderech. And he goes back, kvitzas aderech, he arrives back, he davens b'mokim. He davens in the Beis HaMikdash. Then Hashem says, Efshar, Tzadik bo lebeis moloinai v'lo yolin. Hashem says, Yaakov has come to visit my beis moloinai. That's where Hashem dwells. And he won't sleep over. Kivo Hashemesh. Hashem makes the sun set suddenly. So Yaakov is forced to sleep there. Very nice. Very nice. That's a Chazal learn. But Rashi asks a very important question. And the answer that Rashi gives could change our life. Vim toimar, asks Rashi. Kesho'ova Yaakov al Beit HaMikdash, madua lo yikvoy shom. What was the need that Hashem allowed Yaakov to go all the way to Haran, and then you have to provide him with a super jet, with a kvitzas haderech to go back from Haran to the Beis HaMikdash? Be much more convenient, much more simpler, of on the way there, when he was passing by the Beis HaMikdash, he should have stopped him there. Why let him go all the way to Haran and bring him back with kvitzas haderech? On the way there, he should stop him. Zoyfekt Rashi in Pasuk Yud Zayin. Vim toimar, kesho'ova Yaakov al Beis HaMikdash, madua lo yikvoy shom? Why did he not stop him over there? Says Rashi, Iu lo yoiv li beili spalel b'mokim shispalu avoisov. It wasn't on his heart. It wasn't on his radar screen. Umin ha-shamayim yakvu? And will shamayim, will they stop him? And therefore, only when Yaakov arrived at Haran, when he realized that I missed the opportunity, and Yoiv Da'atei decided to go back, then came the Kvitzas HaDerech. But even though it was there, he was at the site, it could have happened right then and there, it wasn't on his radar screen, Shamayim don't interfere. We're learning an amazing insight. There's tremendous Yata Dishmaya. But the Adam has to make the first step. You have to turn the engine on. You turn the keys, there's been, you can meet an amazing motor that can maybe carry tons of weight. You got to turn the key. The strongest truck, if the driver doesn't turn the key, won't move. Only when Yaakov Yoiv Da'ate, then Bikritzas HaTerech, Pitzchuli Pesach Chutash HaMachat. If we do the Chutash HaMachat, then we'll get, Hashem will open this Pitzchah Shulon. This Yisoid we learned already in Parshas Noach. In Parshas Noach we read the Zohar. With the Zohar asks, V'yetze Yaakov, Lech Lecho L'Arzecho M'Ladadecho. Hashem tells Avraham, go to Eretz Canaan. But ready in the end of Parshas Noach, he's going to Canaan. Says the Zohar, it's only when we have this Yisoruz de Lamata, causes this Yisoruz de Lamala. Only when Avraham was on the way to Canaan, then Hashem speaks to him and reveals himself to him. We have to make the first step. A person says, oh, I have such difficulties, I have a midas hakas, I have a shver midas, I need Hashem's help. Of course you do. But you got to make the first step. You have to make a move. You make a move, you start working on it, you get the Yatei Shemayim B'Zad Hashem. But you can't sit back and expect the Shemayim to do it for you. That's the message we're learning from over here. The Ark was passing by the Beis HaMikdash, and he was right there and there. It wasn't on his radar screen. He was thinking about escaping from Esav. He was thinking about finding a wife. It wasn't on his radar screen to daven. You're not Vera. So Hashem doesn't help. Once he decides to go back, Kvitzas HaDerech. Me'inyan, me'inyan, b'yisa'inyan. Vayach Elohim. Yaakov has a dream. Vayishka b'mokim ahu. By the way, only here he slept. He didn't sleep. In Shiva's Beis Haver, is that possible not to sleep? Gemara says a person who swears that he won't sleep for 3 days, it's called the Shvuah Sheker. It's not possible. What does it mean Yaakov didn't sleep? The answer is? It didn't say he didn't sleep. He didn't ishkaf. He didn't lie down to sleep. This is the first time he laid down. He slept on the stender. I saw Rav Volba in Shuri Chumash. He says, I knew Rabbi Leo Dushnitzer, the Mashgiach of the Yeshiva in Petach Tikva. Rav Chaim Kinevsky stood on there. And he says, he didn't sleep the whole week. The whole week. He slept on the stand. He didn't sleep. Only in Shabbos. He was in the Beis Medrash. He would sleep on the stand. The whole week. There's the Vakaze. And so after 14 years, what type of bed did he have? Then Vayishka Mokim Ahu. What type of pillow was it? That was the sleep he had. Anyway, so he has a dream. And he sees the Malachi Elohim Oilim V'yodim Poi. What's the message? Why do we need to know about his dream? Okay, Hashem speaks to him. What's the relevance of a ladder and Oilim V'yodim Poi? Zog the Kli Yokor. The Kli Yokor says he saw it, which the Nefesh HaChaim speaks about a lot in Shar Aleph. L'lamedcho. That Shefa from Shemaim has to start from here. The Malachi Elohim Oilim V'yorotim. The Malachi go up, they take the heavenly Shefa and bring it down. We think we don't know who we are. We don't appreciate the godless Adam, the importance of our actions. We think, I said a bracha with kavana. Big deal. What's the difference? What effect did it make? I said a little joke at my friend's expense. It's just a joke. It doesn't make any difference. We don't understand. Everything we do here, Malachi Elohim go up and bring it up, and And if we did a mitzvah, as small as we may think it is, it awakens the shefa, it awakens the olama. It's looking at the nefesh ha'chaim. Everything we do is ma'orer, is ma'orer the rukia, the shefa of shamayim. And it awakens it and it brings it back down. We do psa avera, we think it's a little avera. What's the big difference? It's machlish, it's machriv the olama. So we need to appreciate every little thing we do, a little is gabrus. A little shviras hamidus, as small as we may think it is, it has heavenly ramifications, and it's mashpia on the whole world. Vayikach me'avnei ha'mokoyim v'yosem Rashi sof. Yaakov takes from the stones of the mokrim and puts them by his head when he wakes up. Vayashkem Yaakov vaboiker vayikachas ha'even asher som Rashi sof. When he went to sleep, it was avnei ha'mokrim in the plural. When he wakes up, it's vayikachas ha'even asher som Rashi sof. Says Rashi, Yischilu merivois zoim zoi. The stones were fighting, were arguing with each other. Zois oimeres ola yaniach tzadik roishai. Upon me will the tzadik put his head. Vezois oimeres ola yaniach. They were arguing. Miad oson HaKadosh Baruch Hu even achas. Famous Chazal. What does it mean? The stones were fighting. Stones speak. The stones have a das. You say this, that anything, everything physical has a spirit. It's just a levush. But really has a spiritual entity. Has a yisoid ruchni. The apostle tells us in Tehillim, Hakfirim shoyagim leteref ulevakish mikel ochlam. They're asking their food from the kale. Oz yirananu atzei ayoar. The trees will praise Hashem. And trees speak. They'll be clapping. What does that mean? The trees have hands. It means that there's a spiritual part of them. We don't see it. We're in Olam HaSheker, but exists. We know for every blade of grass, there's a Marach She'oimel Gedal. The Marach speaking. Who too? So the grass. Yes. Because why? Because everything we have is all Dvar Hashem. It's form of manifestation, so Dvar Hashem. Why is a stender a stender? Because Dvar Hashem. Hashem has said there's something called wood and something called gravity, something called glue. It's all Dvar Hashem. Without Dvar Hashem, it wouldn't exist. So on some level, everything is Dvar Hashem. Therefore, the stones, it wasn't the physical part of the stone. It was the Dvar Hashem of the stone that wanted the merit to be Meshamesh the Tzaddik. The Mesidas Isharim, twice, brings down this Chazal that the stones were arguing with each other. They wanted the schus. Once in Perek Aleph and once in Perek Chof Vav. Perek Aleph is the beginning of the Mesidas Isharim. Perek Chof Vav is the closing chapter. It's the end of the Mesilas Yesharim. What does the Mesilas Yesharim say? It says the world is created to serve man. If a person nimshach ha'olam, if he gets involved in the gashmias, or misrachik miboyroi, coming, going away from the Creator, he knew who miskalkel. He is being mekalkel himself, or mekalkel olam imoy. He's bringing the world down. Ve'im who shoyet batzmoy, a person who can control himself. The nidbak beboyroi, he cleaves to the Creator. V'mishtamesh beolam rak yoslo siyua avodas boyroi. He uses the world as a help for his avodas Hashem. Not for himself, but to do what he needs to do. If that's the case, who is Ale? He is growing. The world is coming up with him. It's a great high level for all the creations. That he was mashamish, that they're serving the complete person. Like we see by Avnei Amokim. It's a big schus. Person, the driver on the 20th of January will drive whoever will be to the White House, the big day, right? 20th of January. See, he's going to tell his children, "I was me. I took the president. I was the driver." This is what he's going to tell his children. I'm so choshuv. Why is he choshuv? You're just a driver. No, I did something of relevance, something of importance. The ganenet, who the toddler that she changed the diapers, and one day that toddler turns into the president. She feels so proud. So you know what? I had it in my kindergarten. The president was by me. She feels very important. If she raised a person who came into a mass killer and took a gun and shot people, stam, so she feels terrible. What do I do for? What do I have my kinder? What are you? What do I look up this child for? It's the ilu goda for the brios to mimsham shem odem asholim. If they helped out to create the good, they feel it's a big ilu for them, and for bad, it's bad. That's what Mesilas Yesharim writes in Perek Aleph. In Perek Chavav, it's the last Perek of Mesilas Yesharim. It's after Zrizus and Nikius and Zirus and you name it. It's the last Perek Kedusha. He doesn't continue after Kedusha comes Ruach HaKodesh and Tchias HaMesim. He doesn't write about that. Perek Kedusha, it's Mamash the top. Again he says, what's Perek Kedusha? A person so doing so much Avodas Hashem. He's always living for Avodas Hashem. And whatever he takes from this world is ma'ar of them, it's like a mizbeach. The food he drinks is like and the food he eats is like the korbanos, and what he uses is like a mizbeach, and it's me'ale all the, it's mekadesh all of the Yivroim. Says Mesilas Yesharim, like the avonim of Yaakov Avinu. The yisoid, what we're taking out of all this, that a person shouldn't go down to the physical. But he should be raising the physical. What does it mean, raising the physical? It means using it for Avodas Hashem. Says our Volba in his Sefer Shiurei Chumash. He says, sometimes I'm seized with disgust. Ochezet otis vida. When I go to weddings and I see people, the whole head is in the plate. The most tense time of the wedding, the most where people are really focused. We think it's the chuppah time, amazing, look. Here's a boy and a girl, now they're really Jewish home, look what future they have, Klal Yisrael. You can count the seeds in an apple. You can't count how many apples are in the seed. Okay, very moving time. But someone told me yesterday, he told me last night, what's going on? People speak, people are not focused, they're standing there and they're talking to each other and making phone calls. When are people most focused? When the waiter comes. You'll see, when the waiters walk in, whoo, everyone sits down. It's gewaldic. You don't have to call anyone. I beg my children to come and sit down. Like a magnet. Everyone sits down. Everyone's waiting like a good boy. People don't even go into the bathroom. Because the waiter will pass, you miss it. Everyone's like glued to the chair. And then the waiter comes, and it's big, this big Shver Shiloh. Schnitzel. I came all the way, made this some really good meat. What is that? What's that stuffed with? A Shver Sugya. People are mamish engrossed in the Sugya. It's the most intense moment of the wedding, more than the chuppah. Right? Says Avobo, Ochezo this lida. The people of Mama, their heads is in the plate. Brings from the Regina Rebbe. So he would eat soup. He would sit, be sitting upright, and he'd bring the spoon all the way up to his mouth. That's how he'd eat the soup. Shreya Meroch, you have to make sure it doesn't spill. She was asked, wouldn't it be easier to bend down and get it in? It's much easier than bring it such a long distance. So he said, I don't want to bend down to my food. I want my food to come up to me. Olav Yadenu. What's Nagea to us is not to work on how to eat soup. What's Nagea to us is to realize that all the Gashmis, all the Baruch Hashem gives us, is not an aim, it's a means. It's a means. We should use it. Adarabba. Can you imagine what would life be without a match? You have to work half an hour to make, just to ignite a fire. A whole melacha, you have to bang stones onto flax, a ganze melacha. Baruch Hashem, we just strike a match and it's on. So it's there to serve us, to help us utilize our time for good things. But if we reverse things, we go down to the Geshem with looking for pleasures. A guy tells me this week, I was giving a shir, and there was a guy who wasn't chapping. He came over to me after shir, can you explain to me again? I said, it wasn't sinking in. This is a Friday night shir. And I explained to him again and again. The guy says, from person, the guy says, oh, you know, it could be, I'm on a high. Could be it's not sinking in. What are you? Oh, I had some weed. The Chomet Shabbos. It's a Friday already. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. This guy says, what's wrong with that? We said, Mayesh. This is going down to the Gashmias. The people do this, so I heard. The shuls, the people do this. It's bringing, you are exposing yourself to new types. You're bringing new types upon yourself. We're human beings, and we need to have an appetite, and it's fair enough. We need to eat normal. And people don't have appetite, can't eat. So sick people cannot eat. It's a big O to eat. You don't have no appetite. So you'll use it for the right things. You have a tasty meal, the bsedah. But don't make it into a name. That's all. A guy is smoking weed. He's going down to the Gashmias. He's bringing upon himself new taivas for no reason, just for the sake of taiva. So therefore, that's the message. The message is, Avnei Amokim, We should use everything, all the bracha Hashem gives us, we should use them for good, for ruach v'avodas Hashem, to help us attain the aim. But we shouldn't make it into a means. We meet Rachel. And Rachel speaks to Yaakov in Perek Lamed. Vatera Rachel kelo yolda Yaakov. She hasn't given birth. Vatakana Rachel ba'choisa. Vatoymel Yaakov hovo libonim. Give me children. Vim ayin meisa anoichi. If you don't, I'm dead. What does that mean, I'm dead? Rashi says, a person without children, choshev kemeis. The Ramban says, I'm going to commit suicide. I'll kill myself. He didn't mean it. It was a threat to awaken his empathy. He was trying to get him to wake him up. He said, I'm going to kill myself. Am I meis or nochi? That's the Ramban says. Vayichar af Yaakov v'Rachel vayoyim ha'tachas Elohim anoichi. Do you think I'm instead of Hashem? Hashem ono mimich bibeten. You have a problem. What's going on? Going to Rashi. What did she think? What was she thinking when she asked the Havali Bonim? She knows that she has a problem because Yaakov already had plenty of children from Leah. The one who needs the Yeshua is her. So what does it mean, Havali Bonim? What could Yaakov do about it? Daven, says Rashi. Daven, your father davened. So she's asking to daven. So why is Yaakov getting upset? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with a woman asking her husband, please daven for me? Huh? Why is Yaakov being so strong against her? Huh? So what was she asking then? She was asking the daven. What was she thinking? Did she think that Yaakov was a doctor? What was she thinking, Havali Bonim? Intellectually, what was she saying? Daven, okay. So why is Yaakov getting upset? Yes?
You, Yaakov, have an integral part in this.
Yeah.
I can't do this without you.
Okay.
The tefillah. And don't be lax about it because it's not your personal problem. I need your tefillahs in order for it to work for me. And even though it's not as intense for you because you have plenty of children, I still need that.
So what's wrong? Why is Yaakov getting upset? You know, wouldn't he want to help her? Does he have any problem davening for her?
Maybe she was overvaluing his role.
Oh. Says the Ruchim in Das Torah, Yaakov was responding to the fashion she asked. Etzema bakosha, of course Yaakov would daven for her. But the way she said it, Havali Bonim, there's a it sounds like Atachas Aleichem Anochi. You think my power? I can guarantee you. If I daven now, you'll get it. You think I'm a baba? I could just say that I could promise the Yeshua. What do you think? Atachas Aleichem Anochi. The way she phrased the bakasha was inappropriate, and therefore Yaakov Bekinas Hashem had to respond to put her in the right perspective. Of course, I'll daven, but don't think I can guarantee. I can guarantee it to you. Okay, so play that. She said, she spoke in an inappropriate fashion. Yaakov put her in place. Beseda gomo, right? You have to. It's chiyuv toichocha, and you have to put people in place if they speak, especially when it's lacking in it's nogea to the ikar muna, tachas alikim anoichi. Says the Medrash. There was a response to this. This discussion had a response. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kach Oini Mameikos. Is that the way you respond to people in distress? Vayichaf, Yaakov Baruch Hu, get angry with Rachel. Chayecho, Shebonecho, Asidim Namad Ufnepo, Fnepno. Your children are going to be standing in front of her son Yosef. You're going to be petrified for the life that Yosef doesn't kill them. And Yosef will tell them, "Atachas Elokim Anochi? You think I could do anything bad to you? Come on! You think I'm instead of God?" Makara, but Amaisa, Yaakov was right. She spoke in an inappropriate way. He had to teach her a lesson. So why is Yaakov being punished? Zok to Rosh Shiva Be Yaakov, Rabbi Shmuel Shapira. We see a very, very, very important lesson from over here. It's not enough when someone speaks to you to respond to what he says. You have to look, what's the drive? Why is he saying what he's saying? You've got to see the whole picture. Yaakov was responding directly to what she said. She said something inappropriate. Havali bonim. But it was a mistake. It's true that what she said was inappropriate, and she needs to be put in a place. But you have to be able to understand why she's saying what she's saying. Why is she saying something inappropriate? Because she's bizarre, she's desperate. That's why she's saying it. When you understand that, you wouldn't answer. You wouldn't be a very chaf Yaakov Baruchel. And that's so important. A child could be chutzpah to the parent, and the father is, "Hey, who do you think you are? I'll teach you a lesson. Keep it up, hey." But maybe you want to focus. Why is the child being chutzpah? Maybe there's something bothering him. Don't just focus on the surface value. Understand what's going on behind the scenes. And maybe you'll see it. This time we need to deal with the problem, not just make things worse. There could be a wife who speaks strongly to her husband and he gets angry. He answers back, "Oh." You have to call in the fire brigade and call in those planes. This huge fire that's going to erupt over here. You have to bring some planes from Chutzah, the jets, to put the fire out. Why? Because they're all responding to each other. But had there been understanding what's behind the scene, then you'd know that the other party is going through some uka. Maybe it's not the right time to answer that way. And just understand what the problem is, and that will deal with it. We meet Yaakov and Lavan, and Lavan has been changing the rules. He sees he makes a deal with Yaakov. It doesn't work out. How they're going to divide up the sheep? It doesn't work out. He changes the rules. He counts again. They do recounts to make sure, and they change all the details. And every time, again and again, 100 times, he changes the rules of the game. And Lavan Aramai. On the other hand, Yaakov is so faithful. And Yaakov, when he describes what he's been doing, Yaakov says, "The esim shono anochi moch, rechelecho vizdecho lo yisikelu, elei tzencho lo yacholti, trefa lo yivesi lecho." I absorbed all the trefas. All this I absorbed. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, whether it was in Tshuva, was asked by a worker whose boss wasn't paying on time, and the worker felt very strongly that he had the boss wanted to, he could have paid on time. And the worker saying like this, my boss pays me, is late in paying, I'm late in coming. Very simple. He is late in paying, I'm late in coming, why should I arrive on time to work? If he's late in paying me. So this was asked from Moshe Feinstein. And you're there, Chedek Alef Sim Kuf Lamed Ches. So Dr. Moshe, Chas Rishon. Two wrongs don't make a right. Just because your boss is Loi Beseder, doesn't mean that you can be unfaithful. And look at Yaakov and Rachel, Yaakov and Lavan. You can resign. You could tell him I'm coming late. But it can't be that you continue your work, you're expecting to be paid in full, and you come late. Two wrongs don't make a right. Unless you made an agreement up front at the beginning of your contract, if you pay me late, I'm coming late. Say that. That was the deal. But you are still expecting him one day to pay you in full, and you come in late. He's not a Seder. So what? That doesn't affect. You're right. You have to be a Yashar. I saw a Dover Neura, Mamish Neura volume. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, when we go up to Shemayim, we ask questions. What's the first question we'll be asked? Nasata, Natata v'Nasata v'Emuna. Second question, Kovat Eitim Natoira. It's interesting. First question is Nasata v'Natata v'Emuna. Four Torah. In Sanhedrin Daf Zayin, it says, "Ein tchilas dinoi shel adam nidoin, el al divrei Torah, shenemar, poitem mayim reishis madoin." Torah is nimshal kamayim, and reishis madoin will be Torah. Frag Tosfos, how can you tell me the first shaila will be nasata nasata beimuna? When we see that the Gemara says before that the righteous tchilas dinah shel adam is on Torah, not anymore, not on the Satam Satam Emuna. Answers to this in Sanhedrin. Erchinami. The first question will be Nasatam Natatam Emuna. But the first punishment will be for Torah. The din, the execution, the acting, the punishment, the Gehenna will be first of all for Torah. Says Dr. Isfas. But so abuse, so what's trapped? Okay, Nachinami. So if the Maisa Torah will be the first thing we're going to be, the judgment will be carried out for Torah first, why is Nasatam and Natatam and Munah coming first then? It's out of order. If indeed the punishment first is for Torah, that should be the first question. I found in the Lior Rabba, no volume. Your rabbi is from the Forosh HaShulchan Aruch. In Simen Kuf Nun Vav Siv Gimel. Says your rabbi, you know why we're asked, first of all, before the Vayter were asked, Nasata v'Natata v'Emuna? Because if Im Ein Masoy O Matan Shoy v'Emuna Limudai Uchil Lashem. Because my bria is omer is all of oil of if shalim to Torah. It's all a din for Torah. But we have to start off to know b'chav you have Torah, but if you're shach to Torah, we have to know. Nasatam natata b'emuna. If the answer is no, then we don't need to answer the rest. You forget, you're straight again and forget it. If nasatam natata b'emuna, now we can ask you, k'veitim natorah. That's how important it is to be a Yashar. To be a Yashar. And so we should take all these messages to heart. Remember that the Siyata Yishmael can only come, but we make the first step. Yoiv Daita Lachzor. Remember that Malach Elohim Oilim V'Yorodim Boy. But our actions, what we do over here, makes a big effect in Shemayim for good and for bad. Remember, we have to elevate the Gashmis. Elevate the Gashmis means not to make Yichudim, but to use them for Avodas Hashem. and not to fall. When someone speaks to us, don't just focus on what he said. Try to understand why is he saying what he's saying before you respond. Maybe the guy is suffering, and therefore you maybe want to respond differently. And remember, to be a Yosha, if someone else is doing bad, it doesn't justify you doing bad. Shukoyach, thank you very much.